Blog Talk Radio.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you never know. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, you're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptation, that's where you'll face put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good
Wait, wait a minute. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister Joe,
Woody there?
Yes, hello, Joe Woody here.
Okay. Hey, Peter, come here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who do we have?
Joe Woody from Inverness, Florida.
Okay.
Okay, Marilyn, I'm here. It's
okay,
Kitty.
Kitty's there.
Angelica, you here?
Yep.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you all want to sit closer when we go. Okay.
Nona is here.
Okay, so Nona's here. Well, all right, so we're all in. So I'm going to introduce everybody once we go live. And this means Nathan is there, so he's got us all plugged in. And if anybody gets disconnected, ring back bunch one to get back in the host queue. Nathan, you listening?
Yeah.
How you doing, Nathan? Nathan? Let me know when we're live, Nathan. Did he play on the God of the Valley? We're all on hold. Let's have a quick prayer. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless this program. You touch hearts, change minds, draw listeners who haven't listened to listen, people who need to be helped, and please give the Christian sisters wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation, Lord, peace of heart, peace of mind, and the spiritual wisdom to know what to say. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're checking now. We're going internet to take a look. Says live. Hello? Turn your volume. Hello? Hello? No. All right, we're looking to see if we're live yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll know. Yeah, Nathan will come on and tell us. Okay, we're live now. Well, we were.
We're live. He's alive.
Okay. We're live yet? You got volume there? All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to the Sound Doctrine program and Blog Talk Radio. We have a special program this evening. We're coming to you live from all over the country, Imperial Beach, California. We're coming to you live from Florida. We have Nathan, our control up in South Carolina. And we're coming to you from North Carolina. We have a special program. Dr. Ventura is here, and I'm going to set myself aside this evening. I just want to thank the listeners for tuning in, the support we received this week, and the comments and the emails, and for the cooperation we got from the staff behind us. And we're grateful to be here this evening. We hope that last week's program touched some hearts and changed some minds, and we hope that tonight that the Lord would do something special and would touch some ladies' hearts. And you gentlemen, you'll have to put the women up front and step back now and let the ladies talk. We're on every Thursday, and we're gonna give them a spot here and a chance to have a ladies' evening, a Christian ladies' evening, a holy evening. And so we'll see what the Lord does. I'll pray it up, and then I'll turn it over to our host, Joanne Woody, Sister Joanne down in Florida. And we have live Sister Kitty Doherty, and we have Nona Ranhosky, and we have Angelica Bro. And these are the sisters that will be here this evening. And for those of you who think this is a change, it is. And these ladies are not experienced broadcasters, and so they're going to come out and they're going to talk, and I hope you enjoy the program. And we'll run till about 10 or 7, and we'll call it an evening. So, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we bow down before you, and we thank you, Almighty God, for this opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to allow us to have the freedom in this nation to broadcast live and to reach people around the world with your word. And we just want to glorify you and thank you, Lord. And we ask you, God, that you do some wonders here, Lord, that you do some things that haven't been done before and touch some hearts that haven't been touched that need to be touched. And we're grateful for that, Almighty God. And we praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. And I'd like to do just a short reading of the Word of God coming out of the book of Psalms. You know, Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man, but it applies to the women also in our church. And blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but we are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. And that comes from Psalm 1, book 1 of the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. And, thank God for godly women in our church and women who stand for what's correct in their lives and their children's lives and stand behind their husbands in the ministry and in their homes, and we're grateful for that. And so I'd like to turn this over right now. I'm going to take a back seat, and I'm going to turn this over to Sister Joanne, please.
Yeah, good evening, Brother Peter, and thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm all excited about getting to share some things about my life, about my husband's ministry, but most of all, from Psalm 34:3, I'd like to issue this invitation as we begin this little gathering tonight. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And being a word person of words, I love to look up what some of these words mean, and magnify means to make bigger. So I pray tonight that we as ladies, as we join in and share our testimonies and some things the Lord's doing in our lives, I pray that when we're done, the Lord will be bigger and people will be able to see him better, that his name will be lifted higher. Just a little about my background. I'm from Florence, South Carolina. I was saved at Emmanuel Baptist Church there, 11 years old, on Father's Day. I'm so grateful for my salvation. I had wonderful Sunday school teachers there, wonderful people who helped me in the issues of my life as a young girl and a teenager, and I just praise God for people who have stood by his word and stood by the stuff and helped young people develop. I married Brother Alan Woody in 1976. We began a prison ministry. He had already had a street ministry. And the first year of our marriage, I wrote every prison and institution I could find an address for in North America. And for the first 20 years of our marriage, he stayed in a prison somewhere in America, sharing the gospel and reaching young men and women and in schools and detention centers, all places that young people were held as they were after they had been in trouble. And God used him to reach thousands of souls. For that I'm grateful, and shared a good life. He passed away February 17th, and God has met every need in my life since then, and again, I'm grateful. So having said that, I pray tonight as we speak, especially to women, that what we do and say here tonight will be an encouragement to them. I'd shared with Brother Peter a while back in Numbers 27. As a young girl, there were five young girls' names listed in that portion of Scripture, and they became my battle cry, if you will. They were the daughters of Zelophehad. I'm probably not saying that right. And their father had died in the wilderness. They met Moses. These five young girls met Moses and explained to them that their father had no sons and that they wanted their father's land. As Moses was getting ready to divide the land there, the promised land, to the 12 tribes. And they asked this, why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses, not knowing what to say in verse 5, brought their cause before the Lord. And this is what the Lord said for those five young girls, and it has brought me great faith and great joy all of my life. The daughters, the Lord spake this unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of the inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass on to them. And any time in my life that I encountered a challenge, I wrote those five girls' names down on a card, and I would pull that 3x5 card out of my, wherever I kept it, my purse or my pocket, and would say to the Lord with my head bowed, these young girls ask your help, and they received it, and I'm asking for your help in my life. And I cannot begin to tell you the number of times that God gave me peace and joy and strength and some determination and let me know that God cares for women. This was long before women's rights were all this stuff with women's lib and all that. God liberated me years ago, and I am very grateful for that. And I held on to their names and thank God for what he had done for them. I pray tonight that these ladies that I'm on air with can share some of their testimony, some things that maybe God has done for them as they've claimed his word and sought his will for their life.
Amen, sister.
And I'm very grateful that has continued. So I cannot begin again to number the times with my husband and I, the ways he met. We live by faith. Our mission, the name of our organization is Mission Possible. And since he has gone on to heaven, I am trying to continue the work for the Lord's glory and in his honor. And we have lived by faith and over and over and over. Great needs have been met. Supplies have been ordered when we wouldn't have a dime in the bank to pay for them, but when we would need them, we would order them, and the Lord would send and supply and meet that need in such a way that it would be nobody but him. And again, for that, I give him glory that he has so shown himself and made himself known to us by meeting these great needs, and not only just financial, but spiritual, in our health, in opportunities to minister. We prayed, as Paul did, that God would give us opportunities to open this door of opportunity. And for 20 years, places were opened up to us and opportunities to minister in prisons and schools, public schools, were made available. Again, God showing himself. And so I'm very, again, very grateful for those opportunities that we've had through the years. A lot of these young people continue to follow him. I know of at least five men who are still in ministry who my husband led to the Lord and mentored. And they're out continuing to share the gospel and to live by faith, to go into prisons, schools, youthful, offender places, wherever they have opportunity to share the gospel. So I'm very grateful for what the Lord has done in our life.
Thank you for that, Joanne. This is Nona from South Carolina.
I was struck
all the way through your testimony, which I thank you for, with the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
Amen.
He wants our gratitude, and you talked about gratitude throughout your testimony, and he loves that, and we love that. And many
Amen.
Of us forget sometimes where these blessings come from. We don't
Amen.
Necessarily think we brought them on, but we forget to thank him. So I thought it was a wonderful testimony, and I'm so thankful. God blessed your work with your husband, and I know he'll continue to bless you, and I hope you inspire many others tonight through your testimony.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Marilyn, Peter's wife.
Hi.
I just want to say your testimony is sorry we didn't get to meet you when I was down that way. And
oh, me too.
thank
you.
But Peter speaks highly of you and your husband. And I'm sorry he's gone on to be with the Lord, but I know that he was very happy in that. And without the Lord, we can't make it through anything.
Amen. Amen.
And it's such a blessing when we have the Lord. And I have my daughter-in-law sitting here beside me. And since she's become saved and gotten closer to the Lord, I want to let her tell you a few things about herself.
Good evening. My name's Angelica, and I am her daughter-in-law. I am from Imperial Beach, California. I am 39 years old, a mother of four. I am a new Christian. I'm eager to learn. I'm learning to trust and forgive and forget, something that's been very hard for me. Starting to do Bible studies and women's classes and starting to get familiar with the Lord, and where I'm able to preach and teach to my children. There's four of them. And by the grace of God, Peter has entered our lives, and he's been showing us and leading us into the right direction. As we all know, the devil's always ready to attack. I was in an addiction for a couple of years, and it took me through hell and back. And, I'm coming up on almost 10 years clean.
Man.
Thank Jesus. And, I have a lot to live for today. I am very grateful. I am not an angry person. I think that the Lord has taken me and keeps taking me by the hand and showing me that it's in his time, not mine.
Amen.
I was a very impatient person. I still am today, but with four kids, you can't, let that get in the way of that. But and I've learned to kind of let God handle it, pretty much.
Amen.
Whatever
Amen.
I have faced, whether it's, something small to something big, I've learned to let it go, and I'm not going to be faced with anything that I can't handle, as well as that just to give it to him. And my life's been a little bit more less complicated ever since that's, I've taken in the Lord. So,
Amen.
I want to thank you for letting me share, and God bless you all.
That was
thank
wonderful.
You,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And these things that you let go of, I can assure you, for what you're going to get in return, you will find them very insignificant.
Yes,
for
ma'am.
What we
yes,
what we're willing to let go of, boy, can he ever replace. And I mean, he knows how to give the best.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have just I have just a couple of, I'd like to share just a couple of personal stories about some things the Lord did for us in our ministry, and one of them is a little bit humorous, and I thank God for that. I thank God that we can laugh. But on one of the trips that my husband took, when he left, we I gave him every dime we had to go out on his journey, and my son, I discovered, didn't have his lunch money for the next day, and I needed $2 for his lunch money. So I was about 7 o'clock in the evening. We lived in North Carolina. It had just come a big, big snow up there. We lived up sort of a little incline, and I couldn't get the car up that incline, so I'd left it at the bottom of the little incline we lived, a little hill there. And so about 7 o'clock is when I realized my son needed money, so I prayed, and I didn't know. My husband and I hadn't been married long. I didn't know a lot of the people up there, so I didn't know who to call just to borrow even $2. And the Lord impressed upon me to go down to our mailbox, which was at the bottom of this little hill. And I, as a good Christian does, I wanted to argue because it was cold, and I didn't know if I could make it back up that hill. So I didn't go down. Again, about 9 o'clock, I'm starting to get a little panicky because I still realized I needed $2, didn't know how I was going to get it. And again, it came to me, go down to the mailbox. And I reminded the Lord that my husband had rented a post office box, so we no longer got mail at the mailbox. And I love the Lord because, as she just mentioned about her patience, he's very patient with us. And he reminded me that he said, go to the mailbox. So this went on till about 11:30. About 11:30, my neighbor about a half a mile up the road from me called, and she said, Joe, she said, I'd be real careful around your house tonight. We just saw a brown bear out here.
Wow.
Said he's out by the garbage. We heard him out by the garbage. So I said, oh, boy. Prayed again for my $2, same thing, go down to the mailbox. This time I reminded the Lord that not only was it slippery out there, now there's a brown bear loose. And the Lord said, go to the mailbox. So at 15 minutes till 12, this obedient daughter of the Lord's put on my coat and my snowshoes, and I went down to the mailbox. When I opened it, there was a letter there. I got back up to the house running. I mean, it was a sight to see. Got in the house and looked at the return address, and it was from a prisoner.
Oh.
And I said, Lord, I've risked my life, went out and got this letter. It's from a prisoner who we know probably doesn't have any money. Put the envelope down on the table and prayed again for the $2, and the Lord said, open the envelope. I opened the envelope, and out fell $2. I read the letter, and the guy said, Ms. Woody, many years ago, or Brother Woody, you gave me a Bible, and I have a small job here at the prison, and I told the Lord that the first money I made, I would send the tithe to you. Last week, I made $20, so here's my $2 tithe.
Oh.
Awesome.
How much money did I need?
$2.
And what did I? What my little obedient self did not go down there, and God rewarded me. It was just one. That's just real small, but it was a big thing to me because I didn't know where to go. I didn't know. Didn't have that many friends up there, and I didn't want to send my son to school with no lunch money. And God showed me then in the early years of my marriage that the most insignificant thing in my life that I thought was small, he was very concerned about. And
he was there all the time.
He was there all the time.
There all the time. And with just enough, just in time.
And from an unexpected source.
Mm-hmm.
So don't limit where he can. Yes, don't limit where he can help you from and what he can help you do.
That is for sure.
God is good. God is good all the time.
Our greater faith comes from our greatest need, and you were really needy that night.
Right. And in spite of obstacles that I thought were obstacles, God had it all taken care of and took care of me in that small matter. So
but it built your faith for later things when you needed more.
Amen. And believe me, we did not have a need through these 37 years of marriage that he didn't meet. I didn't have a need before that he didn't meet. And I pray that the ladies that are listening to us tonight, especially single moms who are trying to make it on their own, will realize how much God does love and care for them. And
I just don't want to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
There's a little bit of a connection. Somebody might have a radio on or an internet connection that's interrupting the program. I just wanted to make sure that everybody's heard and everybody gets fed. So.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Okay. Well, go ahead, sister. We'll try to ignore it.
Okay. But he did. I just want to encourage single moms. I was a single mom for 13 years before I met Brother Woody. My first marriage, my husband was killed, and I raised my son for 13 years by myself. So I can encourage these single mothers that God took care of every need my son and I had. And one of the greatest joys for my life in raising him was letting him see how God met needs in our lives to strengthen his faith. And one of the things that the Lord showed me was how important it was for me to get my son to the Lord and teach him in the ways of the Lord so that he would trust him for all of his needs. And I can testify to you tonight that God has been good. I prayed one prayer for him all of his life. Every day I asked this of the Lord, that he would give my son favor, not money or success or all of that, just his favor. And over and over, my son has called me and told me in his work life, in his job and other places, that things that happened to him, he felt God's favor in his life. So I pray for these young mothers or mothers that are raising kids by themselves. You get God's favor in their life and let them know how much God loves them and is willing to help them if we ask and allow him to.
That's right, for sure.
He is good. All the time, God is good. And I really am so grateful for this opportunity tonight to get to share these things with these who are listening. Thank you, Brother Peter, for allowing me this. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yep. Amen to that. Kitty, do you have anything to add?
Hi. Yes, I was just thinking, listening to the testimonies and everything, how blessed I am to live in Imperial Beach and to be able to see this ministry in action. And I'll tell you what, it's been pretty doggone incredible seeing how the Lord has blessed and as things evolved into the church being born. It's like a wow thing. And I do thank ladies very much for their testimonies. And I've been able to see Angelique grow. I have a front row seat. So, whoopee.
That call was coming in for me. I'm in the background, and I just wanted to let somebody know, sometimes you have a phone in another room, and it can pick up because we're getting an echo. So either somebody has an internet that's picking up behind them, or it's another phone. But we need to take a break for a minute, and we'll just give everybody a chance to regroup, check your phones, and then we'll take that call. If there's a call, put it through, Nathan.
Hello?
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 Hi. My name is Sherry Hansen. I'm very lucky to have Brother Peter and Sister Marilyn and Angelica as my neighbor. It's wonderful to be surrounded by strong Christian people. And I've been listening to the testimony. And I can attest that almost 64 years of age, all of the good things that have happened in my life have come from our Lord. And we just have to stop our hectic lives and take time to listen to Him.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you, Peter, for putting on this wonderful woman. Study.
Amen.
You're welcome. But somebody who's broadcasting tonight that's on, plugged into the host box, has a phone next to their phone, or a phone in another room, or an internet on behind them, and we're picking up both of it, so we're getting an echo. So check to see if that, see if there's anybody in the house that's near you in another room where they could pick it up, because you'd be picking it up. But we want to take a couple minute break here, give everybody a chance to regroup, and I have a song from Brother Andrew Ranhosky, and we'd like to put that on, and then we'll come back and continue the discussion.
I play with children, roses, and tend it with care. It's but speaking to blossoms. Hear sweet fragrance through the air. But when winter came, it withered. The petals trembled and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it came, but I forgot the love you had made. And he said, oh, thank you.
serve a mighty God.
Man.
That's Roses Will Bloom Again, and that was by Andrew Ranhosky. Nona, who's joined us in the studio on the airwaves here, that's her husband. Andrew Ranhosky is a evangelist I don't know why. But he's an evangelist in the North Carolina area. He's been up and down the East Coast. You can find him on YouTube. If you go on YouTube, you can look up Andrew Ranhosky, and you can find some of his music there. Really ministers to our hearts. And I want to turn this back over to the ladies. I want to thank you all for taking that moment and, you know, gathering your thoughts again. And so, just as we required, you know, to take a break, it's a good idea. I'm going to turn this back over. Sister Joanne?
Right. It sounds great. And I would like to give some words from the mother of Jesus from John chapter 2 when he performed his first miracle there at the wedding at Cana. And she gave some of the most wonderful advice that any of us can take. And I pray tonight as we close out, begin to think of closing down, that I can leave you with a wonderful thought from his mother. In verse 5, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatever our master, whatever Jesus says unto us, I pray that we as his daughters, we as his servants, will do it. Because his father promised in Isaiah 55 that whatever, when he sends his word, it will not return void. And as we go, pray we go in his word and take the advice of his mother. And whatever he tells us, that we'll be faithful to do it.
That's right. And Sister Joanne, I don't know whether you plan to offer an invitation, but in these days where single mothers or even abused wives or any poverty-stricken women particularly, we're talking to women, about women tonight, they have a friend in Jesus, and all they need to do is seek his face, and he will come to them and put an end to this evil and suffering. If they put their trust in him, they have to take him as their friend, and they can be certain that he'll be with you, with them. And they need to make a prayer. I am a sinner. I want to repent of those sins. I receive you as my Savior, and I'm willing to turn from my sin and confess you as my Lord. From now on, I want to follow you. And some of that's taken from Billy Graham's invitations, but they are very valid today.
Amen. And Jesus said to add to your invitation, and I pray to broaden it, if you will, that Jesus said that whoever comes unto him, he will in no wise cast out.
That's right.
And I pray tonight that if you feel like that Jesus will not forgive you, there is no sin you have committed that his precious blood will not cover.
Amen.
So don't feel like you are beyond his help and his love. And we do issue that invitation. That he died for all sinners. He died for the sin of the whole world. And he stands ready to forgive, ready to accept you. He said himself, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And our greatest invitation tonight would be that you come to him and receive his forgiveness and live in his love, his joy, his peace. That is never ending. His grace that is, we will never run it out. We live in an ocean of grace. We as his daughters and those that are with me tonight can testify. His grace is sufficient for every need.
Right.
So our plea tonight is come to him.
Yes.
And And we stand ready. I'm sure, Brother Peter, we stand ready to do what we can do. Should someone make a decision, need a call or need to talk, we would be more than willing to do that. I sure would.
I would like to say this, Sister Joanne and Sister Nona and Kitty and Marilyn and Angelica, I use Angelica last going through the list, not least. I want you to know that. But I want to say that I was informed. I looked into the echo why we were having this problem, and so I made a separate call while you ladies were having your discussion. And it seems that Blog Talk Radio is having a technical problem, and we probably get this filtered out, so if you want a copy of it, we'll get it to you. But we wanted to let you know we apologize for that. Sometimes, you know, it's a live show. Anything could happen. You know, I've had my cat get on the radio, so, you know, my sister's called me in the middle of a broadcast and asked me a question. I said, you know, I'm on the radio. But I'm going to let you ladies continue. I want you to know that Nathan Hill called me, the producer, and he said, Peter, I'm very thrilled. And the women, are you telling me these women have never had a broadcast station before? And I said, no, brother. And he says, well, this is powerful, and you can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And he says, so, you know, and I told him, well, it's been on my heart to give the ladies the third Thursday of every month. I'm going to turn the program over to you ladies, and you can all get your contact information however you want with each other. I'll get you each other's contact information, and you're welcome to have the third Thursday of every month. It'll be ladies' night.
That would be good. I'd love to have the contact information.
Yeah, okay. That would be great.
All right, and we'll do that. And we'll do that. And right now, I'm gonna leave you back on the air. I'm gonna step back again and enjoy yourselves, ladies. The Lord bless you. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you. Again, this has been a great privilege. And Nona, this has been wonderful. Marilyn, Angelica, I have loved being on with you ladies. And thank God for the privilege of sharing our Lord and for magnifying, for making. I feel like that, and from what you've said to me, the Lord has been bigger. I do see him clearer. And I thank you for exalting his name with me tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Keep our eyes on the Lord.
Amen. And I'd like to share another verse of Scripture, especially to any who are listening tonight, for a word of affirmation. I want to give it to you from God's Word. It's from Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. And ladies, listen to these verses. I just marvel that the God of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth, would say this to us. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. If you can just imagine for a moment that the God who loved you and created you thinks of you. Can you imagine with me just a minute when somebody that you love a lot, what it means to you when they pick up a phone or drop you a note and say, I've been thinking about you, how that encourages and blesses your heart. And from the word that will never fade, your maker says to you, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. God not only thinks of you, but he thinks of you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Father, let that enrich and bless your soul, I pray, and give you hope and faith and courage tonight.
Well, it definitely gives me faith and hope and courage, and I thank you so much for sharing that, Joanne.
Yeah, that's
it's been
a
real
wonderful
pleasure to be on with all these ladies
tonight.
Oh,
you too. This has been wonderful, and I thank you so much, all of y'all. You've been wonderful, and again, Brother Peter, thank you so much for this great opportunity.
Well, thank you for being here for us.
Yes, and as the lady that called in testified, y'all are, you're not only a blessing close there at home, I'm thousands of miles away from you, but every phone conversation, every time I've had contact with you, it's been a great blessing, and I do look forward and pray for the day that I see you face to face.
Amen. Okay.
All right, well, we've run out of our broadcast time this evening, but I want to thank you, ladies. Nona, would you like to give the ladies an invitation?
Well, I kind of gave them one, but it'll do again. I just want every woman out there, or even men, who don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, to just open their hearts to Him right now, and it will fill a void that they've been wanting to fill with other things. And it will give them renewed hope and courage if they will accept Him as their personal Savior, turn, repent, walk the other way, leave all the things behind that they have been delving into or worried about, and take Jesus by the hand, let Him take them by the hand, and come to Him, and their lives will be turned around, and they will never understand what took them so long to make the decision. Maybe they were never offered the decision. But right now, this is an offer, and I pray several who here tonight who don't know the Lord will take this invitation and put it in their hearts and do just that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Brother Nathan, we'll turn it over to you. We thank you, brother, for your work behind the scenes, and we thank Sister Sherry calling in and all the sisters, and want to thank those who have been praying for this program that keeps us going on the air, and we're grateful. You can go to Nathan on the Spot on the Internet, and there is a chat spot also. If you're a little shy and you don't want to get on to the live broadcast, you can always chat in. Somebody's always available to chat back with you. And you can reach Dr. Ventura at ventura.peter77@gmail.com. That's ventura.peter@gmail.com. That's ventura.peter77@gmail.com. And if you you gave your life to Christ, if you've renewed your life in Christ, and you would like to have some special prayer, you're welcome to call me at area code 203-240-0377. That's area code 203-240-0377. And we always have one of the ladies available to speak with you and to talk with you, and if you just need prayer, please feel free to contact us. We're not shy about contact. We'd love you to have your comments on the air. We'd love you to join us, and when you call into the radio broadcast, you press 1, and it puts you right in the host spot, and you can join the ladies. And we want to thank you, and we want to praise the Lord, and we thank God. And Brother Nathan, it's your show.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'm teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. get dark and weary. I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's, Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord.
It's
God planted his love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby. Listen. For a long, long time, I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in my. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Harvest.
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 I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight. Cause it's in my heart. And I want you to know. I want you to know. Mama and daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to church. They took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway, because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, ma'am.
Wait a minute. I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on. You got it?
There's a reason I'm doing. I got to love my enemies.
Yes,
I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.